All right, we're going to try this the old-fashioned way. It looks like my mic is recording. And I have my co-host, Terry Knight, with me. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good. So we should touch on the fact that Terry's been dealing with computer stuff all week. So we're doing it the old-fashioned way and just doing audio today like we did for first, 4 years of doing this podcast.
Yes. Yep. Back to old school.
So we can manage.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's get into our favorite soap opera. Well, one of my two favorite soap operas.
Yes.
All right, Terry. So Ridge continues to waffle with who is he in love with, right?
Yes.
And my comment here is, on the agenda is, would you decide already?
Yes. Please.
Please.
For the love of.
For the love of God.
Well, and I just finished watching the end of the show today.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say right at this moment, and it's probably further down on the agenda, I was impressed at the end of it. Hmm. So we'll talk about that. But right. Yes.
Yeah, make sure you hit on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next let's talk about Steffi interferes with Brooke's attempt to call Ridge here the last couple days while he was at Steffi's. And she tells Brooke, you can't talk to him. He's here for our family and family time or whatever. That's kind of how she puts it all the time, I think. So
yeah, that was rotten.
Yeah, I agree.
Really, really. Yeah.
As Brooke drives me crazy, I agree with you.
Well, and it doesn't help the cause because Steffi just looks like a bitch.
Right, exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah. Not impressed with her.
No, me either. And we'll get into that a little more as well here coming up. But, okay, so Brooke tells Hope about that interference that we just talked about. Hope follows up by going to Forrester Creations and confronting Steffi. And those two have it out. Reminded me of old times. Those two fighting like cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll continue. The Logans and the Forresters. It's kind of like the, what's the old, the McCoys and the
Hatfields.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yes.
It's the bold and beautiful version, Terry.
Oh, definitely. It is. And the thing is, honestly, nobody's saying this, but the reason Ridge, I think, just stays with Brooke is for the sex.
Oh, no.
The passion. Oh.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm teasing. Yeah. I'm teasing. No man. Hey, Terry, no man would ever do that.
Oh, no. No woman would either.
I know, right? Yeah, no, I agree. I do think, you know, they always say they're each other's destiny and all that, which is,
whatever.
But yes, I agree with you. I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I will leave it at that.
Yes.
All right. So next, the next scene is Brooke. I like when these two cat fight. I think it's pretty good. So Brooke goes over and confronts Taylor. Taylor tells Brooke today, and I thought, wow, that was revolutionary. Taylor tells Brooke today that Ridge is in love with both of them and that he just can't decide. And my comment there is no shit. I would say he can't decide. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's totally making googly eyes at Taylor. He's obviously in love with her.
Yep.
But it's a different love. It's a different, you know, he's got that hot to trot with Brooke. And with Taylor, he's got something
deeper.
Yeah.
Emotionally. A lot deeper. Emotionally deeper. Yeah.
Yes.
No,
and
I think you're right on. I think that's exactly a good way to say it.
Yeah. Make up your mind, dude. And honestly, I was impressed with Taylor. It was about time she said it the way she did. And she was very kind about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
I think so too.
That whole scene was really good.
I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because a lot of this has been kind of cheesy. So I thought,
yes,
those two acting together do really well. I mean, confronting with talking to each other, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought, yes, I liked it.
Yep. Cool. Me too. All right. So next, the Taylor and Deacon storyline continues. But I have to tell you, Terry, so this week there was the crossover. So Nikki Newman, Victor Newman's wife, went to California on The Young and the Restless to speak to Deacon.
So, oh, you mean Sheila and Deacon?
No. So Taylor, I'm sorry. Yes, I said the wrong name. You're right.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. I was just making sure.
I have Taylor on my brain,
because he made
Terry.
Googly eyes to I guess you do. I'm not going to say anything else about that because it could get really bad.
Yeah, I know.
but, and the only thing that is Deacon had got that in that text, mm-hmm. and he said, I have to go meet somebody.
Yep.
And he then says, I don't know who. Really? I wouldn't be going nowhere to meet somebody. Yeah, I don't know
I
who it is. That was weird.
Especially that kook, because, you know, he's made a few enemies over the years.
Yeah.
So anyway, Nick. So, yeah, Nikki sends that text to Deacon. Deacon goes and meets her and holds her, you know.
Oh.
Nikki put the screws to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Nikki, here's the storyline.
Okay.
So Nikki and Deacon, back in the day when Nikki was a heavy drinker, she's a recovered alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
And so she, her drink of choice was vodka. And so she'd drink vodka all the time. And so she and, so Deacon kind of took advantage of that and took advantage of Nikki.
Sure.
And then faked. So Deacon helped fake Sheila Carter's death at that time and framed Nikki for the murder. So Nikki ended up in jail for a while and then got acquitted for, I can't even remember why, but for some reason she got acquitted. And, but she spent some time in jail over that whole deal. And then, so now she's kind of going back and saying, I need information on Nikki's going, what she's trying to accomplish here is to get information from Nikki that drives
Sheila?
I got my two soaps mixed up here. Oh man, she used to be on The Young and Restless. Never mind, it'll come to me later.
Okay, so does she want to know if Sheila's actually dead?
No, she doesn't have any suspicions at this time.
Oh, she doesn't even know
that
Sheila's supposedly dead?
No. She thinks she is still dead, I think.
Oh, okay.
But they haven't really been real clear about that. They haven't been real clear about that. That really hasn't come up in their conversation. But
what a great storyline.
Yeah, so it's just kind of that crossover back and forth.
That's a good crossover, yeah.
Is really good. So we'll see where that goes.
I like it.
And he's given Nikki, Deacon's given Nikki some information, but... you know, he's kind of jerking her around like normal Deacon kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Well, he's on a highway to hell.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
He's on the fast track too, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I was also impressed with the conversation between Thomas and Hope today.
Yes, I agree.
That,
It almost got a little flirtatious there towards the end, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I have something in predictions coming up on that.
Ooh, okay.
All right. So I was just going to comment before we close this conversation that Steffi is becoming, we've talked about it, but I just wanted to make the point that Steffi is just becoming obsessed with getting her parents, Taylor and Ridge, back together. And I want to talk a little bit about that too as well coming up here.
Yeah, she's definitely... It's really, oh God. Okay. Well,
anyway.
I want to hear your predictions.
Yeah. But before that, I have one last thing I wanted to share.
Okay.
Rumor has it that Denise Richards is coming back to the show.
Really?
Yeah. The Soap Dish staff has found that she was seen on set recently with some script in her hands.
Could there be a threesome for, well, it would actually be a foursome for Ridge.
What a guy.
He could have the three. Oh, man. Or.
Who's the fourth?
Wasn't she? Well, Ridge would be the fourth.
Oh, him being the fourth. I thought maybe there was a fourth woman, Terry.
No. But then again, wasn't Deacon flirting with her at one point?
I don't remember. That could be. I don't remember that.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's interesting. Mm-hmm. That she might be coming back here shortly.
Okay.
All right. Predictions.
Yes.
Should you start or shall I?
Oh, would you please? Because okay. I'm really curious about yours.
All right. So a couple of them. I'm going to say Steffi. A couple things with Steffi. So I think she, her obsession is going to come back to haunt her. And actually, it's going to backfire on her because I think it's going to help. It's going to cause Ridge to kind of drive back towards Brooke because she's going to get really mad at her own kids. And I'd go so far as Ridge might even blame Taylor, thinking that she's involved in that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sudsy.
So that I can see happening. Because, you know, somehow they got to drive the storyline one way or the other, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so that's one. The other one I'm going to say is Steffi. I guess I was going to go the other way. I was going to say with Hope. I think Hope and Thomas, I don't know. It seems weird to me storyline-wise. But I'm not sure they're not going to get something together here eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I was waiting for at the end of today's show?
What?
Liam to walk in with the two of them as friendly as they were.
Ooh.
And him getting creeped out by it.
Yeah, he would too. Yeah.
Oh, he'd be stupid. He'd do yeah, the Liam, you know.
The whiny and Liam.
Yes. The whiny Liam could come back.
So, Terry, I was leaning a certain direction talking about predictions a week or so ago here, talking about Dollar Bill.
Yes.
Getting back with Brooke.
Uh-huh.
This little luncheon that he had with Lee today, that throws me off track a bit.
Yeah. I noticed that, too, because I thought you called it Bill and Brooke.
Yep.
And what's odd is that Ridge didn't get that ballistic about the whole thing.
That's a good point. Yep, that's a good point.
So,
maybe he's seeing his out?
Yes. I still think Ridge is, I think he's going to pick Taylor.
Do you really?
Yes. But I don't know that that's going to last. And I think we've talked about this before. I don't think it's going to last very long, but I think he might. Mm. And in that time, Bill is going to swoop in after he has seduced Lee. Because I think, yep, I can't see Lee and Bill as a very good couple.
Here's what I would do, Terry. I would take your. I like your prediction, and okay. I will take it a step.
Yes.
I'll take your prediction a step further.
All right.
And I will say that when that happens, and Dollar Bill then swoops back in for Brooke, because he always will.
Yes.
Lee will become obsessed with Bill and Brooke and start stalking.
Ooh.
They could turn her into a crazy woman. That would make kind of a good storyline.
Oh, they could. They could easily do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. That's really sudsy.
I think we're on
good work.
Fire today with our predictions.
I think so.
Segment.
Whew.
Yeah.
All right. Man, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too. It's just horrible.
I know.
All right. So, Terry, I'm going to do one last thing. I'm going to promote because... Luann, our friend that was here helping me a little bit,
yes,
dishing on The Young and the Restless.
Yes.
She's set up now for audio. So her and I are going to start probably tomorrow recording, doing another soap dish version on The Young and the Restless.
That is so that awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, she was great on sitting in
when
I couldn't. Yes. And oh, fun.
She's another one. You know, she's got like, I don't know how many years, probably 20 or 30 years of history on that soap opera. So. You know, it goes way back.
Yep. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So anyway, that'll be good.
All right.
All right, Terry.
All right. Have fun. Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Until we dish again.
Oh, keep it sudsy.
And we are out.